doctor and you're cheating, you can get away with it because of your high status. Baby, let me tell you, cheating doesn't have a status, a class, or an income. Somebody is killing this cheating doctor, and we need to find out who. This cheer worked at a high-profile cancer center. Around midnight, a 48-year-old man wobbled through MD Anderson. Like, he was drunk, high. It was a bit bizarre. But here's what happened. George Blumenschein Jr. felt comfortable staggering into a cancer hospital because he worked there. He was a doctor who specialized in head, neck, and lung cancer. And here he was, sick, wobbling into a cancer hospital that he worked at. And the people he worked with knew nothing about his personal life. He didn't say who he dated, if he was married. He mentioned nothing about his personal life. And you know, when somebody is that secretive about their personal life, there's something going on behind closed doors. But his unknown girlfriend, who was a scientist, was with him. And they tried to convince him to go to the ER to get the necessary help. He refused at first, but she shot a video of him talking, and she just wanted to prove to him that he wasn't acting normally. Normally. Not only was his girlfriend there, but his research partner, Ana Maria Gonzalez, was there with him. And as usual, most people say that doctors are respectful, caring, and that's what his assistant said about him. But you never know what secrets somebody is carrying with them. And usually the ones that's so overly caring, respectful, doesn't say one bad or mean thing in public or to their colleagues, are usually the ones hiding a dark secret in their personal life. When he checked into the emergency room finally after some convincing, word got out to his fellow doctors, his workers, and the community that an esteemed doctor was seen at the ER. You know, they thought it was the normal ailments, high blood pressure, heart attack, stress, but they never could guess what was really going on with this doctor. Even though he was talking before he went to the ER on the bench with his girlfriend, a few hours after he arrived to the ER, his condition deteriorated quickly. Blood pressure dropped, and soon he became unconscious. Through the night, as he was deteriorating, his family and friends had vigil outside his room, just praying and hoping that he would turn around, his condition would turn around. But they began to wondering, how did he end up in this situation? Not only did the family and friends worry, the police start being suspicious about his condition also. You would think, being a doctor, you would know everything that's going into your body, everything you're consuming, whether it's dangerous or not. But during routine tests, doctors found some crystals in his cells. Crystals? What could crystals come from that a human being would ingest? Willingly or not willingly? No one knew why this perfectly healthy 48-year-old man will be rushed into the ER with kidney failure. And then crystals? That could be from kidney stones, dehydration, but they want to find out why this man is sick. Well, what do you know? After looking at these crystals up under a microscope, they found ethylene glycol. Ooh, you know what that is? Antifreeze. You know, this method of killing people by antifreeze is becoming popular. So if you're arguing with somebody, if you feel uneasy about around somebody, if you're cheating, and you think your spouse or other girlfriend or boyfriend knows, do not take drinks from those people, especially if they're kind of colored green. Hey, you never know. Antifreeze is orange now, purple. So don't take any colored drinks from anybody unless you make it yourself. Antifreeze, it damages the heart, attacks the kidneys, and just one half a cup can kill you. Oh my goodness. Well, what do you know? Some antifreeze are colorless, odorless, but all antifreeze has a sweet taste. So, this is really a mystery. He was poisoned by a colorless and odorless substance. We'll find out how he ingested this. So the investigator asked George, did he try to take his own life? George said no. And after looking to the doctor's history, they found no mental illness. So it wasn't suicide. So the next best thing they can come up with was homicide. So he started with his living girlfriend, Yvette Tony. Get this, Yvette Tony, his living girlfriend, shared food with him and wine the night before he was admitted to an ER. And the medical personnel saw Yvette Tony share food and wine with him at the hospital. And they suggested to police that she needed to be looked into. They asked Yvette Tony, who would want to hurt the fine doctor? She said, maybe he was some random act of some psycho waiter who put something in his drink. Did she know the conclusion of how he was poisoned? Did the ER or the detectives share that with her? So his living girlfriend told the detectives that doctor did not want to commit to her. They did it on and off for 10 years. She moved out, moved back in, and finally they decided to have a baby at their advanced age. There's nothing wrong with that, but how are you going to try to keep somebody by having a baby when you're near 50 or older? That's bizarre. So Yvette claimed that he was talking marriage and that they were happy. She called herself his come-along wife. I guess so, if you've been living on off and on for 10 years and you want to be married to this doctor so bad. But the investigators started digging into his insurance policies and a will. You know what they found? He left all his stuff to his brother. And he didn't even have a will. And she wouldn't be entitled to nothing upon his death. This is more interesting. The detective asked his living girlfriend, did you try to kill George or did you kill George? She said, absolutely not. And she went a few steps further. She gave him all her financials. And she even gave him the unfinished bottle of wine her and George drank. So, from the looks of it, I thought it was his living girlfriend. Like everybody else thought. But situations and looks can be so damn deceiving. Who else would want to kill this fine doctor? Could it be his business partner? Why would she want to kill her business partner? Who else could it be? Could he be seeing someone behind his girlfriend's back? The poor man was still suffering after being in hospital for 2 weeks. His body was taken over by this awful chemical, awful drug, awful poison, and he just was deteriorating. But when the police couldn't find anybody of interest in his personal life, they turned to his professional life. Like I said, could it be his business partner? Dr. Gonzalez, George's research partner, knew his in and outs. They worked together, either at his office, their office. They were always on the phone together. And she was a rising star on breast cancer research. So Anna was a very smart woman. She invited George to work on some research projects with her. He was disorganized, but she kept him on track. She was writing grants for him, trying to get him more, trying to get him to be seen in the public more, trying to get him notarized. So Mrs. Gonzalez said they worked together at the office that evening and then attended a business function together. And throughout the evening, his condition slowly deteriorated. So this is odd. Dr. Gonzalez and George worked together 24/7. They traveled around the world. They worked together. And she knew his schedule to a T because she ran down his events the week before he got sick. So the detectives start wondering. Maybe there's something more to their relationship. So he went back and asked George and Anna, were they having an affair? They both said no. So he went back to their colleagues and asked them the same question. Well, what do you know? George recovered, and after a few weeks in the hospital, he was back out in the world. The detective invited George along for a drive. And he asked George the question again. Did you and Anna have some sort of intimate relationship? He finally confessed that they did. He said he wasn't in love with her. It was just a co-worker benefits with arrangements thing. They had a fling. Sometimes when they would travel, they would stay in a room together, you know, to get the benefits of a co-worker that you spend most of your time with. So with all this confusion, the detectives went back and interviewed his living girlfriend again. They said, did you know about the affair? She said, no. He didn't confess until a few weeks after he was let out of the hospital. They said she was clueless, she was an airhead, because she just thought they were good friends. She said she asked George before, are you and Anna having an affair? He said, no, we're just good friends, and she believed them. So the detectives cleared his living girlfriend for a second time and went back and questioned his business partner again. Y'all, this is getting bizarre. So Anna, his research partner, her affections intensified. She kept calling him and texting him more and more, like harassment. Get this. She even started buying the same thing he has. The same things he has. She bought the same kind of car, the same kind of watch, the same kind of luggage he mentioned. This is getting very bizarre. Y'all, get this. Anna, his research partner, she begins to leave him disturbing voicemails. And the doctor got so smart, he ended the affair with her. I didn't tell her why, but he began recording their phone calls. Listen to this. So George started recording Anna's calls because he suspected that she might be the one poisoning him. Listen to this. And he was very smart in doing that. Because she helped him all these years, she helped him stay organized, that he owes her something. He owes her a relationship. This is getting really creepy now. So after George recorded Anna, he gave those recordings to the investigators. And listen to this. Living girlfriend. Is that who you thought it was? Well, this mystery isn't over, and maybe it is still his living girlfriend. But from what Anna said and how she's acting so distraught, and she said she lost and his living girlfriend won, I think it may be his research partner. Well, on May 29th, 2013, Anna, his research partner, was arrested for attempted murder of the fine doctor. They spent all day together before he got sick that day, and she had access to ethylene glycol in her office. Her patients could not believe that. They hold this woman on a high pedestal. And when her trial began in 2014, the courtroom was packed with her friends, family, and patients. This doctor is 100 pounds, tiny, and they can't believe she's capable of doing that. Anna was so obsessed with the doctor. Any conversation she had with her colleagues, the first few minutes she would bring up the doctor's name and how she was so infatuated with him and she was in love with him. She even told that to a worker that she barely even knew. She told her of their intimate relationships. Poor girl, she was so infatuated with this doctor. She was in love with him. But he didn't feel that way about her. She was his sneaky link, as you would say, because he already had a girlfriend of 10 years. And she told another colleague that George was hospitalized. Before doctors confirmed what was ailing him, Anna told the colleague that he was poisoned. So how would she know? Anna started crying and confessed to her colleague that she had ethylene glycol in her office. But that was bizarre because most of the doctors at MD Anderson had ethylene glycol in her office. Anna started crying and she said, "I'm going to get in so much trouble for this." Y'all know the saying, if you want to cheat up. I know some of you are saying she's a doctor, she's a cancer doctor, he cheated up, but she's quite not attractive. His girlfriend of 10 years is beautiful, kind, nice, trusting. He really fucked up. He cheated with a vindictive lady who don't give a fuck if he almost lost his life. So when his living girlfriend confronted Anna, she's like, "Why? Why did you do that? I trusted you." You know what Anna said? It was just sex event. Like, she didn't care. She had no feelings for the woman who was played on. Oh my goodness. Devious, diabolical, and dangerously deadly. That's what the prosecution called her. Wow, she was obsessed with this doctor. She's a walking devil. So this is what Anna did. And guys, I'm sorry, she's ugly. I try not to call people ugly. She's ugly. She looked like a little short witch. Anyway, she sent his living girlfriend an unsigned letter claiming her and George were about to have a baby. She did crazy things to get them to break apart. She's like in her 50s. You don't do this when you're that old and you know about life and you understand that you can't have it your way all the time. You do this kind of chatty shit when you're in your teens and early 20s, sometimes 30s if you're not growing up yet. But this is crazy. This esteemed doctor started playing these games because she was obsessed with someone else's boyfriend. Might as well say husband because they live together as common law husband and wife. Anna also told prosecutors that George's living girlfriend was calling her and threatening her a lot. When the investigators investigated, they found no such phone calls existed. This is where it reminds me. This reminds me of a situation I was in when I was 23. I was dating this guy. His ex-girlfriend called me out the blue and said, so-and-so wants me. He's over here every day. And he doesn't want you. Da-da-da-da-da. I know you're pregnant, but he's going to break up with you and come back to me. When I told him about it, she told him that I called her first. I'm like, I don't even know she existed. How can I get her number? Like, and he believed her. Like, what the hell? And he knew how manipulative she was. She was around him. She always got his page or phone. So she knew about me. I didn't know about her. She called me, but convinced him that I called her, and he believed her. What a dumbass. Anyway, yeah, that's the kind of craziness that Anna is doing to George's living girlfriend. Get this. This is some crazy shit that Sherry Papini did. Remember her? Who said these two foreign ladies kidnapped her and beat her up? Guess what? Anna did. She beat herself up and said that it was a doctor's living girlfriend that paid somebody to beat her up. She said she was working with an investigator. This is so odd, I can't even talk. She said she was working with investigators. They tracked the person to Louisiana, which happens to be someone George's living girlfriend is related to. She is cuckoo. She ruined her life. She's so smart, educated, but she's doing this over a man? A cheating man at that? Come on. Look, I'm not down anybody for emotionally being taken advantage of because I was emotionally messed up in my early 20s from a relationship. But this woman is in her 50s. I know age doesn't matter, but she chose to have the affair with this man. She knew he had a living girlfriend. And now she's throwing her whole life away. Student loans, all those years in college, just gone to waste. Now the doctor is telling his story. He said what came from casual sex turned into an affair, and it's hard to say no to Anna. She doesn't take no for an answer, but you're a grown-ass man. You wanted this affair. And then he describes on how the affair started. She was in his office one day, and she sat on his knees. She's like, be quiet and let me sit on her knees. And then she started kissing on his neck and said, I'm going to eat your ear. Baby, this Anna lady, she was obsessed. George claimed he told her he never was leaving Yvette for her. And she understood that it was just a fling. But she was so obsessed, she bought him $5,000 watch from Colombia. She's from Colombia, so she had these gifts sent over from Colombia. I don't feel sorry for George. He said She forced these gifts on him. She bought herself a watch and said, I can get you the man's version of it. Would you like it? He said, no, no, that's too expensive. But he took it. And then he said, she forced a $1,000 suit up on me and I had to take it. You fucking wimp. Y'all, this is getting weird. He said, fine, Yvette, I'll take the $1,000 suit if that's what you want to do. Come on now. And then he said he ended up giving the suit to Goodwill. Probably after she tried to kill him. I know he wore that suit. And then she said, after she found out that they were talking baby in a marriage, she said, I'll have a baby with you. She said, I'll get pregnant. Go to Europe for a year. Come back and you can be the uncle. Oh my goodness. So they're comparing Anna to Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction. And you know what this prosecutor called her? A bunny boiler. Have y'all seen that movie, Fatal Attraction, from the 90s? I just watched that a couple weeks ago. A bunny boiler. That's funny and crazy at the same time. Baby, it was Anna. He said that morning, or that Sunday, she served him coffee at her home. He said it was incredibly sweet, but he drank it. And then she brought more in a travel mug to their office. Y'all, this woman is sick. So, after she poisoned him the first time on Sunday, she wants him to deteriorate the next day. And he said his speech started slurring immediately. And she spent the day with him and actually followed him to the hospital as he drove himself to the hospital. Like, she was a concerned person. Why didn't she drive him to the hospital? Oh, I guess because they didn't want people to find out about their affair. Now he's crying, saying, I almost died that night. Yeah, you did. But consider the choices he made. Like, you're a snake, too. He used her for gifts while telling her, I'm not leaving a vet. That's what he said. I don't believe he said that. And while playing on his living girlfriend. Nobody deserved to die, but you get what you ask for. You can't be a snake and do somebody wrong and then expect to have some good come out of your life. People are crazy. People are sick. They think they can do people wrong and wonder why their life is shitty. Y'all, this woman is sick. You know, remember earlier when I said George's girlfriend took video of him to let him see that he was acting strange? Anna was sitting right beside him, smiling and laughing, pretending to help him, pretending that she was a concerned colleague of his. And George is in between these two women that he's sleeping with. Like, how much of a dog can you be? And how low down can you be? Yeah. So, her defense attorneys said the prosecution painted her as this devil, diabolical killer. But they claim that she was in a relationship and she was very caring. And George accepted these gifts because he consented to an adult relationship. He consented to this affair. Now, George is saying positive things about Anna. He said she was a really dear friend and someone he truly cared about it. Now, his girlfriend is sitting in the courtroom listening to all this. And then the prosecution asks her, why is she still with him? She's like, because that was a mistake he made. And that's not the true representation of him. Oh, my goodness. Now they're finding out that George came on to Anna that morning. Yes, at her house, he actually carried her up the stairs to have a romantic fling, like lovers. And the defense is asking his living girlfriend, weren't you mad that they were having an affair? Didn't you know? She says, no, I didn't know. No, I wasn't mad. And they were questioning why she was standing up while George and his mistress were sitting on a bench together. And they were wondering why Anna would confess that, oh, yeah, we had coffee and cheese bread this morning, or yesterday morning. And Yvette said, yeah, I'm Yvette. Like, on the video, while she's filming Anna and George sitting on the bench together. This is getting more bizarre. So, the defense brought up the fact that nothing was tested. They dropped Yvette's investigation, his living girlfriend. They didn't even investigate her because of some things she said and the wine bottle she gave them. And they brought up the fact that the coffee cup was not tested. Nothing was tested. And they found out George had drank alcohol and vodka leading up to his sickness. This is sad. Anna was convicted of aggravated assault, and she was sentenced to 10 years. She could have got up to 99 years, but they brought in character witnesses, her patients, her colleagues, her family, friends, and she only got 10 years. Once a prominent breast cancer doctor who saved many lives, she is now a convicted felon in the Texas prison system, all because of a man who couldn't keep his ding-a-ling in his pants and who had to have an affair with his research partner while he was living with the woman off and on for 10 years. Women, please don't find yourself in this situation. Please do not voluntarily or pursue a relationship with a man who you know who's already in a relationship. Because 9 times out of 10, they will not leave that woman for you. If their relationship was that bad, they wouldn't be with that person. Do not set yourself up for failure or to destroy your life over a man and his lies, wishy-washiness, whatever. Maintain your badassness, even if it means staying your ass single, which I have done since February 2020. I don't mind it. I would like a companion, but as far as I go, I can be single for the rest of my damn life if I don't have to deal with this bullshit that goes on in more than half relationships. Until then, sayonara. And you know what that good doctor is doing now? Dr. George, he went back to MD Anderson and is treating patients for lung, heart, and any other kind of cancer he has specialty in. So the cheating man went on with his life, staying with the same woman he's been cheating on, off and on, but the mistress is in jail, committed from attempted murder, because her boyfriend would not leave his current girlfriend. Wild, wild. Get out before you even begin thinking of revenge or crap like that. Just leave the situation be, because karma will not forget who did you wrong. Believe me, I'm a witness. Until next time, be blessed and keep your sanity and morals.